No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
With all the Raising Cane's chicken finger options, it was an impossible decision.
How about a box combo? Good.
No, I want a Caniac combo with extra cane sauce, no slaw, 2 extra toasts, and a half sweet tea F lemonade.
Celebrate the holidays with Raising Cane's chicken fingers. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Monday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or at nebcoinc.com. Our breakers are incredible. This is why. We asked the last segment about who made the statue for John Cook. Shelly and Roca says that
she made it.
No, oh. That she
Shelly Roca made
Shelly did not make it. She says George Lundeen, who's originally from Holdridge, okay. Sculpts. He made the John Cook statue and some other busts at the Capitol. George Lundeen is the name. I want to meet George.
Can she please contact George about the potential for Fred statue, and we want to put it on the ramp. Him walking up the ramp. On the east side.
To rip to quit his statue on the ramp. That's hilarious. I'm in. Where's the statue? Oh, it's on the ramp.
It's on the ramp.
What do you mean?
Where else do you mean?
So he's facing away from the arena. Yeah.
Head down. Just trying to strain.
Yeah. Put a hood up.
Put a hood up.
I don't even know it's Fred.
Oh, God. I like it. I like it.
That's how we'll be entering the game when we head. Now, will you go to the North Dakota game or the...
Yes. So yes. The answer is yes.
Well, Jake, this is your year.
Well, I can't go to the one on the 30th. I'll be in Vegas for the bowl game.
Whoa. Oh, this is news to us. Are you aware of this, Steve?
No.
This is the first I've heard about you being in Vegas for the bowl game.
I'll be in Vegas, just barely in Vegas for the bowl game. In and out, basically. Very quick trip. In late 30th, back here the 1st. Like I'll be there. I'll party New Year's Eve. At night, and then I will basically depart and be back for the show, you know, on Friday and everything. We know show for here on the 1st, obviously. But, yeah, Nebraska will play North Dakota Sunday at 7 p.m. I will try to be there for that. If I am here, I will be there. We have a family Christmas in Crofton. If I'm back in time, I'll be there.
Take care of the Christmas in Crofton.
I will not be at the New Hampshire game. I'd like to be there, but I will not. But then I'm going to do my damnedest to be at the Michigan State game on January 2nd.
I'll be doing my damnedest, too. Keith Mann, yes.
And Sip, you might be in the media section.
Yeah. I'll have to.
He has a seat.
Now it's not like a chore. Like, you know, I'm going to defend Sip on this because Sip is been required to go to some games in the past to cover that just, you know, the team has just not been very good. It's not very fun. Now it's like, hey, this is kind of fun. It's actually fun to cover winning programs. What a thought. What a concept. It's been a while for us.
It'll be Carl McPipe.
Yeah. Danny Knee in the 90s. And we're talking about it. I mean, we talk at length. Of course, it's embarrassing about never winning a tournament game, but the fact they went from 1998 to 2014 with no appearances and got close maybe once in that basically time.
That's hard to do. Like, it really is. That's hard to do.
They got close in the year that Doc Taylor had the smallest team in Division I basketball. It was like Steve Harley. It was
Anderson.
Ryan Anderson.
Yeah.
They had Adi Dogunduro.
Yeah.
I mean, their big guy was like 6'7". They didn't have sort of a post in the Big 12 era. Yeah. And that was the closest they got, was with that team. And Josh Carter of A&M hit a dagger three that kind of knocked Nebraska out of consideration for the tournament here at home. I remember watching it. I cried on the couch. I cried on the couch.
You physically cried?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In high school.
Who hit that shot?
His name was Josh Carter for Texas A&M. I bet if Matt is still listening, who just called it for the game, he would say, yep, keep talking about this. It was devastating because it was horrible. Zach Henry also in that. Remember that with the headband?
California.
Bill would say, who are you talking about? Because none of these guys are really legendary at all. They haven't.
Yeah, and I was not around for this. So,
Dogan Durrell was good.
Oh, he played for Nigeria, I believe, in the Olympics, right?
Yeah, and that was Ola's brother, right?
Yes, Ola. Yeah, Ola Dogan Durrell, former Husker defensive
absolutely.
Lineman.
Absolutely. Defensive lineman.
Yeah, like nose.
Yeah, so Nebraska had this thing where they had you know, no success, but then at one point they had, I think, two players in the same Olympics playing basketball. Yeah. Odd day for Nigeria, and I think it was. Is it Jack McVeigh maybe for Australia?
Right. They were simultaneous.
McVeigh, okay. No, remember that.
We call him Jack McTray here, 3-point shooter.
You know, McVeigh made it to the NBA.
Did he?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he's in it right now, but he was close. He got on the roster. It was amazing.
Bryce, but you cried in high school. Yeah, Bird, I did. Yeah. All right. Is that surprising?
Yeah, Bird, I did.
Look at me. I'm in a Nebraska basketball jacket right now. Yeah, I cried in high school watching the game. I had tears in 2002 when Nebraska got beat by Kansas. Number one, Kansas in here.
Actually, at Devaney.
It's a good solid question.
High school.
I cried in high school. I did. Yeah.
I had tears
when the Dolphins lost at Kansas City in 2002. My dad says
that's still troubling.
Jake, I mean,
we're gonna need some sort of. We need help here.
was it? I don't know if I was crying versus. Yeah, probably some tears there. Yeah. Probably some tears. But I've had a very sad life of sports. Like I don't know what success looks like. I don't. I got the 2015 Royals. That was fun. They won a World Series. Beyond that, I was 10 when Nebraska lost to Miami.
This is your year.
In the Rose Bowl, in the championship.
Sorensen's what about year. What about the baseball team when they went to CWS?
I was young. Yeah, yeah. I remember. I was like what 12, 13 years old. Yeah. We're talking early 2000s here.
Yeah, that's true.
We've gone through.
Yeah, your adulthood hasn't.
Two decades of needing. I mean, volleyball has done its job, of course. Again, rough loss, we know, to A&M, but they've done their job for the state to give titles and winning. But we have not had the elation. We talk about how this fan base for every sport is supportive. They show up. They're always top 10 in attendance for all these different sports, and we sit here and take it. And now it's nice that as of right now, Nebraska basketball has a very strong pulse. And there's a lot of belief and hype, and hopefully it's real.
Same with Amy's team, too.
And Amy, I went to the game yesterday.
What? Now, this is
kind of
news.
I didn't tell you that, yeah.
Drop that one on us.
What was that all about?
I had a friend. So let's flash back to Saturday. Jubilation of the Nebraska victory. My good friend, Alan, who you met, Alan from Friend, he gave us the thermoses, the stool thermoses.
Oh, they're
right?
Incredible. They're engraved.
He called me to talk about.
I used mine yesterday.
He called me to talk about the game. Say, hey, by the way, I've got two tickets for the game tomorrow at PBA for the women. I said, you want to go? I said, Elizabeth had wanted to go to a game all year long. I said, sure, I'll take the tickets. Sure. They were in a suite. So I sat in a suite. We brought Scotland. She just ran around the whole time. It was fun.
You were in a
and
suite?
And there's only two others in the suite. It was basically
us. You're in a suite for the PBA.
I've never even seen a suite.
I've never seen a suite. I have no idea what a suite's like.
Oh, they're very nice.
And then you went directly from there to the bottoms.
No, I went home to get Scotland a nap, watched the first set of Nebraska volleyball, and then listened to the radio and drove to the bottoms for the last part of the match. It's a very busy Sunday.
Yeah,
I went to the game yesterday. It was 21-2 end of the first quarter. Nebraska was up 21-2 against Illinois State.
They're on pace for 8. Illinois State was on pace to score 8. I there's nothing I love more than that when someone says they're on pace, like the first quarter, they're on pace to score 84 points like in football. I love that.
Thunder Knot Collins chimes in. We have a lot of responses. He says, Sip and coach have to understand that people like Jake and I have lived 2/3 of our lives in sports fan hell. But hey, the first 1/3 was nice. And I would barely remember it. 97,
you didn't have any fun.
97, I was 6 years old. Do I remember watching the game? Barely, vaguely. I've seen all the highlights and all the players. You know, I love going and talking to these guys, but I was 6 when it happened. I remember vividly the entire 01 season when Nebraska, Eric Crouch wins the Heisman. I remember watching Miami. Yeah.
We have to keep that in mind.
I was sitting in our house in Beatrice and just watching. You know,
you see him, Jake, with his football. Sitting there watching Crouch. Can you see him sitting there?
We were proud.
Dad, you think it's going to happen? Dad, think they're going to go with Eric?
We were proud of Beatrice's own Ben Zajcek making a play in the game. And what was a route? Yeah. Beatrice native Ben Zajcek. But
like a split.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
I love my morning coffee, but sometimes the crash hits harder than the caffeine. That's when I switch to Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee infused with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics, giving me smooth, focused energy that actually lasts. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Enter for a chance to win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Thin type dude?
I think you're right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it was 37-14. You know,
that's the name, Ben Zajcek.
Well, yep, he didn't do a lot. And so that's,
well, he's not bad, though.
Happy to see him participate in the game. But at that point, I think, all right, we're going to get back to this. That was a tough loss, but we're going to get back here. Never has happened. Mm-hmm. Never got close to happening. I mean, 2009, that team was really good. They would have made a playoff. I mean, and then 2010, they're ranked 5th in the country, and then things fall apart. Like, we had a flash of it being bad.
Moving fast. Wow. Yeah, I get
do you understand the agony here?
Yeah, I see it. I see the joy, too, though.
And I'm not saying I deserve the joy. Because
I would love to be at church on Christmas Eve behind Jake. Can you just see him just beaming? Him
with his
arm. This on Scotland in his arm.
Not quite the church attire there, Jake.
It's like, fine.
No, there's... Anything's church attire. That's the one thing you
Thank
don't
you. That's get. Right.
Anything
no judgment.
There's
you
no
there?
Judgment in church. If someone would ever say, "What? Why did you not dress up for church?" Like, shut up. Stop. Wear whatever you want to church.
Got a texter here.
Yeah.
Texter's taking shots here. I've heard both Sip and Jake over the years claim to be Nebraska ball enthusiasts. I've been listening since 7:15 and haven't heard you guys talk about the greatest week in recent Nebraska ball history. Posers. The first 30 minutes were dedicated to that, but we'll bring it up again. Yes, Nebraska this past
week. We couldn't have hit it more. We actually couldn't have hit
just
it more.
Just to recap that.
We couldn't even hold out.
We couldn't. Nebraska beats Creighton, of course, 71-50 on Sunday. Epic. Beat Wisconsin Wednesday, 90-60. Overly epic. And then they go to Champaign. And they Price Sanford scores 26 of Nebraska's 37 first half points. They overcome, you know, a hot end of the half, a cold finish for Nebraska. Like, that's the big thing of that game. Don't forget, Nebraska was up by 14 points, and that game was tied at half. Easy to say, all right, Illinois is going to come out in the second half and just take
I
care of this.
I didn't see that.
And they didn't. Nebraska held them scoreless the first 3 minutes of the second half, only scored 2 points of their own, but then Rick Mast gets hot, Jamarcus Lawrence made plays. Everybody made plays. Everybody made plays.
That's why they're pretty good.
And we talked about this, you know, the bench. You know, Braden Frager's been good all year long. He's not going to be perfect every game. He was not good in that game. I think he only played, what, 5 minutes maybe max?
Hold on.
Braden Frager for Nebraska played.
Is that because of matchup situation?
He played 13 minutes. He just didn't do a lot. He had one shot, two fouls, two rebounds, and one turnover. Matchup, yeah, well, I don't know, it didn't work out for him. But, again, he's not a starter. He's a bench player. These guys can't be incredible every game. And that's why Jerry Garcia comes up and goes 4-for-8. As you mentioned, Bill had the incredible tip-in to make it a three-point game with under a minute to go after Sam Hoiberg missed two bunnies there. And that's how you win on the road, is hit every – somebody steps up every game.
Is Hoiberg leading them in minutes? I don't ever see him off the court.
He didn't.
That
he played
game,
30 minutes that game.
That game, Rink Mast had the most, yeah, 34.
Rink played 34, and Price Sanford basically played 34.
Yeah. Barkay, 26. He got in foul trouble. Well, Barkay only had 3 points, but, you know, he played pretty good. He's still plus 10 in the game in terms of plus minus. But, you know, people are jacked.
The happiest you've ever been with Nebraska? I'm saying when that shot went in, was that the greatest moment of your basketball career?
I got to say, that's up there. I mean, No Sit Sunday when they beat Wisconsin to clinch the first tournament berth in 16 years. Was probably the number one.
Number one.
Now,
okay.
I keep saying that I said it back in November that game in Sanford in Sioux Falls was the most fun I've ever had. Yeah. Now, the elation of the moment of No Sit Sunday was tops by far, because that got you over a hump that seemed just unbelievably tough.
But this is your top television day ever.
Oh.
Oh.
What did we say in the air? We said, hey, this team is good. They have not had a true road test yet. They played at Sioux Falls. Yeah, it was more of a home game. They went to KC. Not PBA, but a home game. A lot of fans there. This is the first time that you were the ultimate dog. And by the way, Robin Washington was there, SIP for Husker Online. And there was a blizzard out there, and there's like 15,000 people still there. Mm-hmm. Like, they showed up.
Yeah, it's 5 to 6 inches of snow.
Wow.
Yeah, and people, it was that big a deal. They showed up to that game.
Rob went.
Yeah, but Rob was there.
Yeah.
But he even the broadcaster said, yeah, there's a blizzard, and people have packed this place.
Did Rob have
that.
To drive home after the game? Did he have
drove
a hotel?
Back yesterday.
Yeah, came back yesterday.
So I'm on cloud nine. I don't want to get off cloud nine. I like being on cloud nine. I've never been on cloud nine before.
It's your first cloud.
Yeah, you have.
When?
Come on.
Temporary cloud nine. Yeah. I like permanent cloud nine. Yeah. Sip.
Well, you can't have cloud nine permanently.
Yes,
that's
you
impossible.
Can. Why?
Nobody has permanent. I mean, who does? Maybe Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
she's probably permanent.
Pretty good cloud nine.
How do you know about her?
But I mean, what would be? You can't get permanent. That way, you don't even enjoy cloud nine.
I'd say Patriots fans for a long time run cloud nine.
If you had the permanent cloud nine,
Chiefs fans run cloud nine for many years. I mean, of course,
we haven't even talked about the Chiefs.
Chiefs are out of the playoffs. Patrick Mahomes tore his ACL.
That would happen.
Yeah, he tore his ACL. And it hurt the Dolphins badly. The Dolphins needed the Chiefs to win to get the Chargers back, but no, can't have nice things. Also, Micah Parsons for the Packers tears his ACL. Rough day for stars in the NFL yesterday.
Oh, that's bad for the
that's
league.
Bad.
Yeah.
And I must say that Phillip Rivers for the Colts actually was respectable. He had the ball with a minute to go with a chance to win the game.
They had chances. I mean, this is against Seattle.
On the
playoff
road.
Team.
On the road.
It's a really good team. And they hung in there. It's remarkable. I just can't imagine when they signed him, like, yeah, he's on the practice squad. Now he's starting. He hasn't played in 4 or 5 years. He's a grandpa. He's 44 years old. I'm like that. I mean, that just to say that is our best chance. What are you guys going to do? I don't know. What's Rivers up to? I don't know. Let me shoot him a text. I mean, is that one of the most bizarre stories ever?
Yes.
I mean, it's like George Blanda out there. Number 16.
We have a request again from somebody who just tuned in. I'll play it for you. Kent Pavelka, play-by-play.
Do it.
The buzzer beater win for Nebraska against Illinois. This is from the Husker Sports Radio Network. Here's Kent Pavelka, Saturday night.
Flat along the baseline, except for Sam, out into the timeline. 5 seconds to go. Sam drives the ball, kicks it. It is Lawrence, puts it up. God! Ah! 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 2 seconds to go. Inbounds play. I'm going to pass out. The game is over. Nebraska wins it.
I'm going to pass out. I felt the same way, Sam. Or, Kent, I felt the same way, Kent.
If I would have been listening, I'd have been a little stressed. Because he said there's 2 seconds left.
There's point two.
There's point two. Because like, 2 seconds, you go, they could throw it down there and shoot one yet. Like that. But point two, you don't. You have no. You can't do that. And they didn't even try.
Over.
Yeah, over. Nebraska. Talk about taking it down to the end. They took it down to the end.
83-80. In Nebraska right now, if you're looking at the standings of the Big Ten, because...
Give it to us.
Because they're, you know... They are by themselves. They're 2-0 right now on top of the league. I mean, there's other teams 2-0. I guess Michigan's all. Michigan's played one less game, so Nebraska's on top of the standings. 11-0 versus 10-0.
So you see Nebraska can you see them winning the league, Jake, right now? Is Nebraska Big Ten champ?
I don't know about that, but I just this show has rightfully so claimed this the whole time we're on the air that Nebraska has just when they're in the tournament, it is sweating it. On Selection Sunday, why does that need to be the case? Why can't you just be comfortably?
Where are they
in?
Usually at, Steve? Where's Nebraska usually at?
They're on the bubble.
They live on the bubble. They live on the bubble. And let's get off the bubble.
And I think they're also going to be it's their advantage for this year that the Big Ten is not a juggernaut. It's not Michigan.
Michigan's really good.
Really good.
I think
sure
Purdue's still good. Purdue had a rough loss,
but Purdue, yes, they're still really good. But there's 18 teams. And there's about three or four that are probably – it's not like, well, when you're playing the 14th-ranked team, that's not
I've
true.
I've seen Indiana oddly three times. Not that. They're just – Nebraska's better.
That's DeVries, the head coach there.
They're fine, but Nebraska's better.
The teams that are all 2-0, Nebraska, Michigan, Purdue, Michigan State, and UCLA are all 2-0.
There's some good teams. Don't get me wrong, but it's not here like the SEC of football. It's not that.
I want to know what's going on in Oregon. They're 0-2 in conference play. They're 5-5.
Did you see what they did on Saturday?
No. What happened?
74-26. They're leading UC Davis.
Yeah. 104-62, they beat UC Davis.
Oh, so
yeah.
Got okay.
Not really. They won by 42 points. That's not okay at all.
They're up 74-26.
It's 52-16 at halftime they're up, but they're playing UC Davis, who is 5-4. So.
Now, Oregon had lost 5 straight.
That's hard to do early in the season. Hard to do with your scheduling. That just doesn't happen.
They don't look. Hey, Jake. They don't look.
Doesn't look right.
PBA is going to be electric.
But probably won't be electric the next two games against
You know what?
North
I think
Dakota,
it'll be
New
fairly
Hampshire.
Good, though. Because, I will say this to Nebraska fans. Do not go with the old, we're cool.
Nope.
We'll see you at Michigan State game.
No.
Get in there.
Get to the PBA.
Get in the PBA.
Please do. When we come back. Mozzarella Monday, best of the weekend, $25. Valentino's on the line next on Early Break in the Ticket.